Welcome back to the Can I Get a Witness podcast. I'm Keith, your host, and I'm so thankful you're tuning in today. We are in a brand new series called Rejoicing Through the Struggle.
You're tuned in to Can I Get a Witness podcast, where faith gets real, scripture stays front and center, and encouragement meets everyday life. We're diving deep into the Word, from spiritual warfare and forgiveness to social struggles and finding true freedom in Christ. No topic is off limits, and no believer walks alone. So lean in, get ready, and let's strengthen your walk and brighten your life. Right here on Can I Get a Witness with Keith Contreras.
Yesterday, we talked about finding joy in the midst of trials. Today, we're taking another step into this journey by looking at something we have all longed for: peace in the storm. Life has a way of tossing us into storms we didn't see coming. Whether it's bad news from the doctor, a job that suddenly disappears, or relationships that feel like they're falling apart. But here's the truth. Peace is not found in the absence of storms, but in the presence of Jesus right there with us. Let's get into the scripture. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That's not just pretty words. That's a promise. Storms come in many forms. Some are sudden, like a phone call that changes everything. Others are slow and steady, like months of financial struggle or years of waiting for breakthrough. Regardless of the kind, storms are unsettling. They shake us. They make us feel powerless. But Paul reminds us that we have access to something that the world can't offer: the peace of God. And here's what's beautiful about this peace. It doesn't make sense. By all accounts, you should be falling apart, but instead, you're steady. You should be panicking, but somehow you're calm. That's what God's peace does. Now, let's break down what Paul is saying. He gives us a pattern to follow. Don't be anxious about anything. Now, Paul isn't saying anxiety will never knock at your door. What he's saying is don't let it move in and live with you. Anxiety will always try to take up space in your heart, but you have the choice to hand it over to God. How about pray about everything? Notice Paul doesn't say pray about the big things or pray only when it gets really bad. He says in every situation. That means when the car won't start, when your child is struggling in school, when you're feeling lonely, God wants to hear about it. Prayer is not just a 911 call to heaven. It's a daily conversation with your Father. Give thanks in all things. Thanksgiving is like the doorway to peace. When you thank God, even while the storm is still raging, you're declaring, Lord, I trust that you're still good and you're still in control. Gratitude shifts our eyes from the storm to the Savior. And then comes the promise. The peace of God will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That word guard is powerful. It's like a military term. God's peace literally stands guard over your mind and your heart. It keeps fear from overtaking you. It keeps lies from defining you. It keeps despair from sinking you. Think about the disciples in Mark 4. Jesus was in the boat with them when a storm came out of nowhere. The waves were crashing, the wind was howling, and where was Jesus? Asleep. On a cushion. Man, that's peace. When they woke him up, he calmed the storm with one word. But notice this. Before he calmed the storm around them, he had peace within him. That same peace is available to you and to me. Not because we're strong, not because we've got it all together, but because Jesus himself is in the boat with us. Let me give you some practical steps to walk in this peace. Start your day with prayer. Before you scroll your phone, before you turn on the news, talk to God. Hand him your day before it even starts. Speak scripture over your storm. When fear creeps in, remind yourself of God's promises. Say out loud, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." Or, "The Lord is my refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble." And worship. Worship in the middle of worry. When the storm rages, put on a worship song and sing, even if your voice is shaky. Worship shifts the atmosphere of your heart. Remember this, storms don't last forever, but God's peace does. Friend, you may be in a storm right now, and it feels like the waves are going to swallow you whole. I want to remind you, you are not alone. The one who calms storms with a word is right beside you, and his peace is stronger than the chaos around you. This week, when anxiety rises, stop and pray. Hand it over to God right at that moment. And before you say amen, add a word of thanksgiving. Watch how the peace of God begins to steady your heart. Let's pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you that you are our peace. In the storms of life, remind us that you are near. Guard our hearts and minds with the peace that passes all understanding. Help us to trust. Help us to trust you when everything around us feels shaky. Teach us to pray with thanksgiving, even before the breakthrough comes. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for joining me today on the Can I Get a Witness podcast. We're continuing our series tomorrow, Rejoicing Through the Struggle. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about how hope anchors the soul. Until then, stay grounded, stay in the Word, and as always, let your light shine. Can I get a witness?
Thanks for listening in today. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss out on God's best work for your life. Remember, the walk of faith is a journey, not a destination. And we're here to walk it with you through every season. For more inspiration and simple biblical truth, connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/keepfintrustministry. Until next time, keep walking strong and shining bright.